Soft field approach and landing. The objective of this task is to exhibit satisfactory knowledge, risk management, and skills associated with a soft field approach and landing, with emphasis on proper use and coordination of flight controls. Demonstrate your understanding of landing distance, hazards of other than hard surface runways, stabilized approach, energy management, wind conditions and effects, density altitude, and emergency procedures during approach and landing. You must demonstrate the ability to identify, assess, and mitigate risks encompassing failure to select the appropriate runway based on wind, pilot capability, and aircraft limitations, exceeding the manufacturer's maximum demonstrated crosswind component, operating from other than a hard surface runway, losing elevator control, sinking onto the soft surface, or striking the prop if moving too slowly, wind shear avoidance, tailwind, wake turbulence, task management, low altitude maneuvering, collision avoidance, scanning, obstacle and wire strike avoidance, failure to follow the right-of-way rules, obstacles on approach and landing paths, failure to recognize the need for a go-around or rejected landing, low altitude stall and spin, performing a soft field landing after an engine failure, and failure to adhere to sterile cockpit requirements. Demonstrate your ability to ensure the aircraft is aligned with the correct or assigned runway. Scan the landing or runway area for possible obstructions for landing. Complete the appropriate approach and landing checklist. Consider the wind conditions, landing surface, obstructions, and select a suitable touchdown point. Establish the recommended approach and landing configuration and airspeed, and adjust pitch attitude and power as required. Maintain a stabilized approach and recommended airspeed, or in its absence, no more than 1.3 VSO, with wind gust factor applied, plus 10 or minus 5 knots. Make smooth, timely, and correct control application during the roundout and touchdown, and for tricycle gear airplanes, keep the nose wheel off the surface until loss of elevator effectiveness. Touchdown softly with minimum sink rate and no drift, with the airplane's longitudinal axis aligned with the center of the runway. Maintain full up elevator during rollout and exit the soft area at a speed that would preclude sinking onto the surface. Maintain crosswind correction and directional control throughout the approach and landing sequence as required. Execute a timely go-around decision when the approach cannot be made within the tolerances specified, or for any other condition that may result in an unsafe approach or landing. Maintain proper position of the flight controls and sufficient speed to taxi on the soft surface, and utilize after-landing runway incursion avoidance procedures.